This is 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Support for KKFI comes from the Environmental Protection Agency with a message about lead safety. Renovation jobs can create lead hazards. If you are a renovation, repair, or painting firm working in pre-1978 homes, the law requires that your firm be lead safe certified and your employees trained in lead safe practices. On Friday, June 7th at 9 a.m., Lowe's in Lee's Summit, Missouri, 1830 Northwest Chipman Road, will be hosting an event alongside EPA staff to discuss RRP obligations and training in your area. Learn more at epa.gov/lead/get-certified.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. Business like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your partner has parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fall. Stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the KKFI Arts Magazine Show. I'm Michael Hoag, your host. Glad to have you with us on this Monday, Pledge Drive Monday, here at the radio station as you listen. The Arts Magazine Show right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, your community radio station right here in Kansas City. And I have guests, but I also want to talk to you about your community radio station, KKFI. I've been here for 30 years now, beginning its 31st year on the air, and we are here ready to take your pledge at 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. What would you do if you didn't have KKFI in your life, your favorite programs, your favorite genres of music on KKFI, and been happening for 30 years now, going into 31 years? It's been a wonderful experience here at the radio station, lots of wonderful listeners, all of that. And what would you do if KKFI suddenly were not a part of your everyday life? You'd want to have it back. We know you would. And you can help keep KKFI strong, thriving, and moving into the future when you punch out 888-931-0901. Some people like to pledge online, so we encourage you to do that as well. And for that, go to kkfi.org, click on Contribute, and you can make your pledge that way to help support Community Radio here in Kansas City. More on that a little bit later on, because we have a guest in the studio. Jennifer Owen is with us with the Owen Cox Dance Company, and they are doing a show coming up this weekend, June the 8th and 9th, Saturday the 8th of June at 8 o'clock p.m., and a matinee on Sunday the 9th at 2 o'clock p.m., at the White Recital Hall on the campus of UMKC, 4949 Cherry. The number to call for her for more information is the central ticket number, 816-235-6222. Or you can get information on Owen Cox by going on the web to owencoxdance.org. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Michael.
Glad to have you here. It sounds like a very interesting program you have coming up. You're going to cover, three centuries of music.
Uh-huh. Yes, we're very excited about this program. It's titled Strung Through Time, and it features music by Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel, Elizabeth Salane, a fabulous violinist that most people here in Kansas City already know about. She'll be joining us for this, and she's gathered a wonderful string quartet to perform the Shostakovich. She'll be performing Bach Partita No. 3 as the soloist, and she'll be also joined by Michael Myrmigan for the Ravel Sonata for violin and cello. So it's a very exciting program.
How did you pick these particular three pieces? Did it go along with what you had in mind for choreography, or were they just favorites of yours that you wanted to work with?
Well, all of these pieces we've done before. I'm going to be reworking them, and we haven't done them in a while, and I really wanted to present them again because I felt they were very strong works, and the music is very powerful, and I think even though, you know, the Bach is from, you know, 1720, we can still connect with it today. Of course, Bach is timeless, and the Shostakovich feels just fresh and just as important today as, you know, when it premiered in 1960. So, and the Ravel, of course, is very innovative work, and it still sounds innovative today to my ears. So.
People hear classical music all the time, and you might not notice, but on the background, at least of the Warner Brothers cartoons, you hear classical music. They felt like that was the most attentive to keep those young minds all perked up and paying attention. But it's true. They use classical music in there. And as a result, many of us of a certain age know a lot of these pieces, even though we really didn't know that we knew them. You must have felt at a certain point that you could put dance to this music and make it look as well as sound as beautiful as it does.
Absolutely. Well, I always choose music that really just speaks to me, and I can already see movement in my mind when I listen to it. So all of these works really lend themselves well for choreography, and it's an honor as a choreographer to have the opportunity to express my personal take on how this music makes me feel and what I what movement I would put to that music.
So once again, the performances are June 8 and 9, so Saturday and Sunday, coming up later this week at the White Recital Hall on the campus of UMKC. Number to call, once again, the central ticket office number of 816-235-6222. And White Recital Hall is in the same building that the Repertory Theater is in. White Recital Hall is the one on the west part of mm-hmm. the building. That's where they've been having their recitals and concerts for a long time. In fact, you've had some things in that building before as well.
Yes, we've done quite a few concerts there, and we love the space. It has a nice large audience, good sound, so we're very excited to be there again.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask her about the people and all of mm-hmm. that and how she planned all this. But first, let's listen to a piece. She brought some music with mm-hmm. us. Tell us about that.
So this is the second movement of the Shostakovich String Quartet No. 8. It's a very emotional piece, very heavy. He wrote it at a very difficult time in his life. He was having difficulty using his hands. It turns out he had, I don't know if I can pronounce this, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So he's having his physical health was deteriorating, and he was also forced to join the Communist Party, and he had a lot of kind of difficulty coming to terms with that. It was a necessity for him and his family so as not to be persecuted, but also the music that he wrote, you know, he did not have the freedom to write the music that he wanted to. He was very much artistically oppressed. So this piece is, I think, a very personal piece for him. A lot of kind of research has been done, and it's believed that he was considering suicide at the time. It was a very bleak time in his life. So anyway, this is the second movement from that.
Let's listen to a little bit of it now. Jennifer, that moves so fast.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have going on stage when that is playing?
A lot of movement, a lot of sharp, angular movements. The dancers are costumed in these gray dresses with these bright red sleeves that are very striking. The music is so haunting. There is a lot of emotion and kind of, I think, inner turmoil that's generated through the movement to the music.
Not your dancing, of course, but the music sounds almost chaotic in some of its presentation.
Well, there is definitely maybe some, it's a very aggressive movement. There's definite, you know, form to it. and it's carefully choreographed to fit the music. You know, it's kind of some unusual counting, you know, compared to more traditional kind of ballet music that the dancers might perform to. So they have to really kind of tune in. And of course, when performing with live music, the tempo might vary slightly. Everybody has to be very aware of what's going on, and that's kind of an exciting thing, I think, for the audience to be a part of that. It's not just a music concert. It's not just a dance performance. It's both. So you're kind of getting double the experience artistically. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, your husband Brad has suffered through these questions with me too. But I want to ask you as well what you're thinking. Do you listen to the music first and in your mind get an image of what you would like to see happening on stage?
Exactly, yeah. Especially pieces like this. If I'm choreographing a work that's also being composed at the same time, like Brad and I have done collaborations where he'll actually create the music from, you know, the phrases of choreography. We did a piece called Body of Work back in 2014 where he came into the studio and recorded the sounds of the dancers' feet landing from jumps and their breathing, and he incorporated those sounds into the music itself. So that was a fun way to come up with a work where the dance actually came first, and then the music was generated from that, and then it was, you know, brought together. So,
well, I shouldn't be surprised, because I remember when I did the interview where you featured music that was put together when you were living and working in Hong Kong.
Yes, Hong Kong Audio Diary. That was a really fun project. So I had moved to Hong Kong to join the Hong Kong Ballet in 2003, and Brad and I had just gotten married, and so he joined me there like 5 weeks later, and we were there for a year. And he was always going around the city with this little recording device, and he was trying to find the most irritating, grating city sounds that he could find. And I was like, why are you doing this? Like, I really could not understand why he was doing that. But he was creating this kind of audio diary. And he was also recording street musicians, and he did some recording sessions with some jazz musicians and Cantonese opera musician. So, you know, he was really trying to get the feel of Hong Kong and how it sounded and how it felt through the soundscape. So, yeah, then I choreographed to it and we did that piece.
I know, and something similar, all different, but similar, I guess you want to do with some other things as well.
Sure. So it's always wonderful to get to do new projects and revisit old projects. And, of course, we have a fabulous group of musicians and dancers. This performance has 8 dancers. They're all incredible, and I'm very fortunate to be working with them. We have a wonderful lighting designer. So we hope people can come and experience this with us.
Sure. June 8th. And June 9 at White Recital Hall on the campus, of course, of UMKC. UMKC at 4949 Cherry Street as it goes through the campus of UMKC. Mm-hmm. White Recital Hall, where a lot of the music students over the years have played their recitals and things like that. That's where Jennifer and her company will be. And it includes dancers and musicians. We've talked a little bit about the musicians. Why don't we go back and talk about some of the dancers involved. I recognize the name Gavin Abercrombie here.
Yes, we have several Kansas City Ballet dancers, and we're very fortunate to get to work with them. We have Kalina Burks, Taryn Mejia, Joshua Bowden, Daniel Rodriguez. We also have Caroline Dom, who's often featured with Williams Henry. We have Prince Lyons, who's from Chicago. He's recently danced with Visceral Dance Chicago, and he's moving to London in the fall to join Rambert Ballet. And Laura Jones-Wallner, last but not least, she has been dancing with us. She joined us in 2008, and then she kind of took a leave for a while, and we're thrilled to have her back. So it's a wonderful cast, and they're all working beautifully together. We were just in St. Louis this past weekend for the Spring to Dance Festival, and we performed Bach Partita No. 3 for that, and it was wonderful. Unfortunately, Elizabeth was not able to join us because her son was graduating this weekend. Of course, that's she needed to be here, but we had a fabulous violinist from Park University, Igor Kukua, who was fabulous, and we all traveled together and performed, and it was a great opportunity to represent Kansas City on the big stage.
When you pick your dancers, do you pick them because you imagine them doing a particular dance part?
Not really. Just because I like how they move. Okay. I'm drawn in by their artistry, by how they express themselves. And And then when it comes down to, like, casting who's going to do what part, if I'm creating a new work, you know, the dancers really are very integral to how the dance takes shape. And the dance would be completely different if it was a different dancer. And if it's a piece we've done before, I try to match, you know, the dancer's quality with the part that would best, that they could kind of interpret in their own way and makes it fresh and new for each performance that we do.
You're known for doing collaborations, mm-hmm. and that has seemed to have worked very well for you over the years.
Well, we're very fortunate to have such incredible artists in our city. And of course, we bring in dancers from out of town as well and musicians too. So Kairi Koshoyeva now lives in New Jersey. She used to live here, but we'll bring her in to do like the Goldberg Variations or Ludus Tonalis. So we're just fortunate to kind of be connected with a lot of very talented people and get to bring them together for our shows. So.
You've been getting a lot of recognition, and you've been doing a lot of traveling. Of course, your whole life, I think you've been traveling and dancing. She's danced in Moscow, folks, Hong Kong. Where all else?
So I studied with the Bolshoi Ballet Academy when I was 17, spent my last year of training there in Moscow, and then ended up getting my first job in Moscow as well with the Russian State Ballet. And they were a touring company. They also performed in Moscow quite a bit. We performed at the Kremlin. We did Swan Lake and the Nutcracker there. They also had a home theater at the Kuzminki Theater. We performed there, but my first performance with them was actually in Mexico. We were there for 3 weeks the first time. We also went to the Arab Emirates. We went to Taiwan. We were in Taiwan for a month. We went back to Mexico for 3 months. And that was, I was with them for 1 year, and that was the amount of travel that we did. It was pretty exciting. It was also pretty rough when you're on the bus for 8 hours a day and you get out in a small town in Mexico and perform in a movie theater that has this tiny stage. Or once we performed in this cave in Mexico where they dropped us off in this like looked like a wilderness, and then we walked a mile through this cave, and at the, you know, the deepest part of the cave they had a stage with what do you call those bleachers for audience members. Okay. And they did have electricity. Somehow they were able to wire electricity through there, but so a lot of interesting adventures, and I've been very fortunate to travel.
You have. You really have. And you travel now, not as extensively, mm-hmm. but you've traveled around the country doing things as well.
Yeah, so with the company, we performed in Rhode Island. We were part of a dance festival there that was a wonderful opportunity. I got to choreograph on both Owen Cox and Island Moving Company, so I had like 14 dancers to work with, which is a larger number than I normally do with the company. We've been to St. Louis numerous times. We've been to Lamoni, Iowa. So we've done some regional touring, and we actually this year are going to Ukraine. I'm very excited about that. With Kairi Koshoyeva and 11 dancers, we're taking the Goldberg Variations to three cities in Ukraine. And there's a public diplomacy grant that we applied for and received. And so we're very excited to represent Kansas City in Kiev and Poltava and Kharkov.
Of course, it doesn't hurt the experience you had over there. They probably see that and they say, oh yeah, we remember her from that.
In the grant application, I think it helps to see that I do have some international experience, and that that you know, Kairi is an international performer, and so to have I think people that are kind of open in that regard and have experience working in other countries and with other cultures, that there's an openness to that, and I think they might find that appealing. Honestly, I don't know how the grant panel
sure
decides.
But we've talked a little bit about the dancers, and you put together a group of musicians as well. You mentioned Elizabeth. But,
mm-hmm. She's wonderful. So, this will be our first time working with Michael Myrmigan, who is the cellist, and his wife, Destiny Ann Myrmigan. She's also a violinist, and Elaine Ng, who is the violist. And they're all, Elizabeth was the one who selected the musicians to perform in this program. And I, of course, have the utmost respect for her quality of musicianship and choosing, you know, only the best. So we're very excited to have everyone joining us.
She has a group of her own.
Yeah, the Bacaria Soloists. They're phenomenal. Yeah. Yes, and we've worked with them on a few projects, and we hope to again. But we love the work that they do. And so we're both kind of local performing arts organizations and doing what we love, and hoping to get more people out to our concerts and performances.
I would imagine that putting it all together probably gives you a lot of pleasure as well. I mean, you like to see it come to its finish on stage, but putting it all together must be fun too, because you're in the lucky position where you can put together and ask who you want.
To some degree, yes. So we work with our friends and also get to make new friends. That's the fun thing about collaboration, is you're stretched in new ways, working with visual artists, working with musicians, composers, lighting designers. You really kind of get to learn with every new project and try new approaches and see what happens. Because if everything were to just take place in my head, it would all probably look the same. And maybe my choreography looks the same anyway. I don't know. But I feel like because of all the different influences and people that I work with, it kind of takes on a completely different flavor and look and feeling because of their input. So
I suppose we can't help it but be influenced by people we've worked with and all of that.
Sure.
But I would think overall, everyone wants to put their own mark on things. I've asked directors of actors in plays. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, on the show last week, I asked the director of A Midsummer Night's Dream how you put your own mark on something that's so well known, that's been done so many times. And I guess in your case, the music would be the difference there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in my choreography, I really try to bring to light the real deeper essence of the piece. So like the Bach Partita number 3 is very joyful and virtuosic, and there's just so much to express of that music. And so I hope that when people experience it, they see joy, they see beauty, they see togetherness, community, celebration of individuality as well, just all of that. And then of course the Shostakovich is very haunting and sad oppressive. And it's a reality in our world. There are a lot of places where people are very oppressed, and even in our country, it's something that we really need to look out for. People getting not having their freedoms and not being supported in the way that they should. So that's kind of a scarier piece for me. But it's also like I'm not afraid to just kind of show that really dark reality in some societies and people's experiences.
When you told a little bit of your composer story, mm-hmm. I mean, that I'm not surprised now that sounded the way it did, because that probably came from inside of himself.
Well, yeah, so actually the first four notes are his initials, the DSCH.
Really?
So his daughter said that it was basically, he wrote it as an epitaph for himself. So it's a very personal piece for himself. The fourth movement is said to, starts with this dun-dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun. It's like kind of a knocking sound. And it's said to represent the knocking of the KGB on his door.
Oh.
He was terrified of the KGB coming. When he first wrote this score, he kept it hidden. He only shared it with his closest friends. Is it Vladislav Dubinsky? I'm blanking on his first name, but it's Dubinsky. He was one of the Borodin String Quartet members, and he and Shostakovich were good friends. And Shostakovich invited the quartet to come perform it in his apartment. And they performed it for him. And afterwards, the musicians kind of waited for some feedback from Shostakovich, and he just kind of buried his head in his hands, and all the musicians just quietly left the apartment. They're like, okay, this obviously had an effect on him to hear it, and we're just going to leave him alone now. Obviously, I wasn't there, but that's kind of how the story is told. So it's really interesting to have this, get to, you know, bring dance to this music that meant so much to somebody.
And you can't help but wonder, an artist composing music, why that would be so controversial to the government there.
Oh, well, they found any opportunity really to find
so it wasn't
controversial.
So it wasn't necessarily the quality of his music. It was him, I guess.
Well, it was the music he was writing, and same goes for ballet. I mean, all of the arts changed. The visual arts, you know, everything was supposed to glorify the people and communism, and it really had to all come back to that. It had to be good for the party. It had to celebrate the proletariat.
I see. So it's difficult to be an artist there, I suppose.
We're fortunate that here I don't feel like I'm going to be sent to jail for choreographing a dance a certain way. I mean, you know, that was real. That was real.
It is. Bach didn't have the same problem, I guess.
Well, he was a genius. He was such a genius. And the body of work that he created is just mind-blowing. But yes,
and Elizabeth appreciates Bach as well. Yes. Her group is named after Bach.
So, yeah, who better than to play the piece than Elizabeth, right?
Sure.
So, yeah.
Do you prefer Bach? No, that's an unfair question. Is there any one particular composer that works for your needs better than another?
All of the ones, when I select music to work with, it all speaks to me, so I don't really have a preference one over the other. These pieces on the program are each very different in kind of feel and nature, and the Ravel is fabulous. I haven't talked much about the Ravel, but the music is very rich and rhythmically interesting and intricate, and a lot of dynamics happening that really kind of inspire movement. So
I'll bet so. Cool. It all happens on June 8th and June 9th, 8 o'clock p.m. on Saturday the 8th. 2 o'clock p.m., an afternoon matinee on Sunday the 9th at White Recital Hall on the campus of UMKC. That's 4949 Cherry on the campus. If you need to MapQuest things, you need the zip code 64110. Or you can go online to owencox.org.
owencoxdance.org.
owencoxdance.org. Or you could call their number at 816-235-6222, the latest collaboration of the Owen Cox Dance Company. And sometimes you call it dance theater.
Group. We like to be called a group because we feel like we're a group of artists that work together. So sure. I like the Mark Morris Dance Group. I think that was what we...
Oh, sure?
We've always been fans of Mark Morris. And so when we were thinking of a name, we kind of like the Mark Morris Dance Group. Okay, Owen Cox Dance Group. We're a group.
Sounds wonderful. it's a wonderful... evening or afternoon of entertainment for you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Michael.
Jennifer Owen, the artistic director of Owen Cox Dance here on the Arts Magazine Show. And we want to remind you once again, we're in the middle of our fun drive here on the radio station. So you can call our number and make a contribution to community radio here in Kansas City. That number is 888-931-0901. People have asked the 888. That means it's toll free for anywhere in the United States to call. 888-931-0901. Or if you would rather make your contribution online, it's kkfi.org, and the staff will get your contribution when you contribute in that way as well. So do that for us. Please help keep KKNFI going into the next 30 years here, waiting to communicate with you, hear your comments, and take your contribution as well. And thank you so much for doing that. And thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Michael.
For being with us as well.
It's been a pleasure.
When we return, more about the fun drive and another guest as well when we return. You're listening to the Arts Magazine radio program right here on KKFI, 90.1 FM.
Freeze Frame! Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. With the rise of Netflix, I've been asked to occasionally depart from our usual freeze-frame format of reviewing movies in local theaters to cover some of the newest releases available for streaming viewing. So, here goes. Harrowing and skillfully acted, the Netflix miniseries When They See Us is a powerful indictment of one of America's most notorious miscarriages of justice. In 1989, a group of teenagers known as the Central Park Five were falsely convicted of rape in a case of police overreach and sensationalization by the press. Written and directed by Ava DuVernay, When They See Us may be disturbing, but it's still enlightening and important viewing. Allison Williams and Logan Browning give it their all, but their efforts can't save the ugly and exploitive horror thriller, The Perfection. The talented actresses play cello prodigies whose lives are upended by a violent incident. I suppose that the filmmakers were trying to be campy, but they were never able to hit the right notes. The perfection could have been titled The Flawed, as it gets progressively sillier and absurd with each passing moment. I Am Mother is a well-produced and involving sci-fi effort starring two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank and Clara Ruggard. In a post-apocalyptic world, artificial intelligence attempts to save humanity from itself. And while the premise is very intriguing and the actors are fine, I Am Mother never quite gels dramatically. Opening in theaters this week, Rocket Man is a musical extravaganza with Taron Egerton starring as Elton John. Ma is a horror thriller starring Octavia Spencer as a woman obsessed with some small-town teens. And Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is a big-budget Hollywood special effects extravaganza. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!
Support for KKFI provided by the National Audio Theater Festivals, presenting the 7th annual Here Now, the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival. Live performances by audio artists that include Firesign Theater's Phil Proctor, readings by narrators Scott Brick, Andrea Parsnew, PJ Oakland, Sean Pratt, and Lisa Flanagan. Podcast production and marketing workshop classes, sound art, and more. The Here Now Festival runs from June 6th through the 9th. Information and tickets are available at herenowfestival.org. Hey everyone, this is Bill Sundahl again, telling you it is time for a Champions Challenge. That's right. Right now is the best time you can call and donate, or go online and donate. Support KKFI and get your donation doubled right now. So the host will tell you all about who the champion is and how much they're thrown down on the table that they're willing to match. And, of course, how long the time frame you have to get that done. So it's a perfect time to support KKFI, your community radio station. It truly is your station. We are working very hard around here to honor that and make sure that we are the type of station that you're willing to support, that you value what we do and why we do it, and that we can remain independent, and this is how we do it. So it's a perfect time to double your support right now. So that information we still need is how much is the champions match, and how long do we have to make it happen, and who's that champion?
Well, it is Mark Andrus. He's throwing down $100. No, don't feel sorry for Mark. He can afford it. He wants to give the money. Don't get me wrong. He wants to do it. He's all behind us. So you have 15 minutes starting from right. I got a few seconds. Give myself a little bit more time. Right now to match Mark's $100, which would double what we're taking in for this hour. And put us that much closer to our goal of supporting community radio, KKFI, which is so important. I have guests in the studio right now. I have Maria Vasquez Boyd. She is the host of Arts Speak Radio on Wednesdays at noon.
Yes, you bet.
Part of the arts lineup here on KKFI.
See, and this is a real, real perk for me to come on your show, because I have listened to your show for so long now. Uh-huh. Michael, you do an exceptionally wonderful show every Monday for how many years?
Oh, more than I would admit. It's been a long time, yes. But the advantage is meeting so many people in the arts and all that, and passing all that information along the way. And you do the same thing. You have poets. You start out with poets. You have a lot of visual artists. You have musicians. You have lots of things.
See, we have the arts covered here at KKFI, because you do a lot of the performance. And as a season ticket holder for the Lyric Opera, I love the interviews that you have with the artists, with the singers, the performers. I love to hear the backstory and what they've done, how much they've accomplished, and I can only hear that here on your program.
Isn't it amazing how they'll open up and tell some of these things that they wouldn't otherwise? But I guess they feel like they're just talking to me.
Yeah, you have that comfort level about you. It's very conversational, and they'll tell you anything.
Oh, they do.
I love that.
You need to dial then. If you enjoy this, if you want to keep this going, 888-931-0901, or as we've learned this morning on other programs, some people like to pledge online, kkfi.org. You can do it either way. Also with us, Maria's great niece, Natalie, is with us. School, I guess, is out for now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're glad to be here, probably. Oh, would you rather be back in school?
I'm glad. Well,
and she also has some money for the station
that
she brought today. So
thank you for that.
I'll shake her coins out of her pockets here.
Also with us is Pat Reilly. Really? Pat's really?
It really is?
It's really. Along with being a fill-in for a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people here at the station, you're also an expert on the Missouri legislature. Any arts legislation in the hopper down there now?
To tell you the truth, I'll be honest, Mike, I haven't dug into that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I've been trying to keep a little better track of it at the national level with our budget and he who shall not be named and what he is, you know, attempting to do with the arts at the national level kind of concerns me. But like Maria, I enjoy this show because, like she said, I get to hear the story behind the story, and that's really fascinating to me when an artist opens up to you and the community and says, you know, this is what I found in this role, or this is how I've tackled this role, or the inspiration that I've gotten to take on a particular role. It's just fascinating to me, and I appreciate both of you. Appreciate you too muchly, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And we would appreciate it if you called 888-931-0901 because we have this champion on our plate right now. So money that comes in will match Mark Andrus's offer of his pledge of $100.
Yeah, $100. He's very generous, both him and his wife. They're both very generous to the station
long-time
over the years.
Long-time members.
Yes, mm-hmm. And they're making this offer to you, and you can double that, of course, if you call 888-931-0901, or you can do it online at kkfi.org. You get your guests from the community, as I do,
yeah.
Of course.
You know, we are sort of the megaphone for the community. You know, it's not just the show about you and me, Michael. It's about who's in this community, who are movers and shakers, who do you need to know about or learn about, you know, their craft, either acting, playing music, you know, writing, you know, painting, all of that. We're all about
so many of them surprised me. They said they've never gotten any exposure. And sometimes these are people who've been active a long time. Never gotten any exposure. Never had a dinner, as Red Buttons would say. Never been on the radio before. Never got written about. Even Maria gets written about.
Well, you know what? But I like to invite people that haven't been to the radio station, such as my niece, Natalie. Last week I had children's choir on from the Center School District. You know, we need to sort of really begin to cultivate the next generation of radio listeners.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Yeah.
We really do. I can recall, I've told this before, in elementary school, they took us to all the stuff. I don't think they do that now. I remember going to the little theater, to the music hall, lots of places. They don't do that as much today.
And even though you and I are on air, it's people like Pat that also fills in from time to time, people that are sort of behind the scenes or, you know, volunteers. We're just all about volunteer-supported radio station, you know, and that's why we need your help if you call 888-931-0901. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say it for us, Natalie?
No. No.
You know, and there's too many numbers. It's right up there, though.
And, you know, a great way to donate, too, to KKFI is to become a sustaining member. You can do it for as little as $5 a month. And what that sustaining membership does for us, we know as a station exactly what we're going to have every month to operate on. It's kind of like you set your budget at the house. It helps us set our budget here at the station. We know exactly how many dollars we're going to have at the 1st or the 15th, whatever, you know, it hits the bank, and it allows us to plan accordingly. So that helps us considerably. Plus, we have the gifts that we have for the pledge drive. $7.50 a month, or $90 one-time donation. We have the KKFI T-shirt. It's a really great-looking gold with a Power to the People symbol on the chest. Or for the same amount of money, $7.50 a month, $90 one-time, we have the two KKFI tote bags. Ditch the plastic, folks. Help the environment. This is a great way to do it. Those bags get a little dirty. You throw them in the washer. They clean up real nice, and you're off and rolling again with two great canvas bags. Help the environment, help us at that $7.50 a month or $90 one-time level.
And Ken,
you called me Ken earlier. I said, as long as it's monosyllabic, it's just fine.
Ken Reilly is what I had, but it was actually Pat Reilly. Now, you've been here a while. You fill in for people. Now, did you start as a guest disc jockey?
Well, actually, like the radio station itself, I started out of a community university class. And I still do a little bit of programming on Radioactive Magazine on Tuesday evenings. I'll be on tomorrow night with a gentleman from the Missouri Legislature. And I also have a regular show on Sunday mornings from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. called The Graveyard Shift.
We've had several programmers who have started as guest disc jockeys. And you can do that as well, folks. You know, if you become a sustaining member, $12.50 a month, just of all the fame you can get by being a guest disc jockey, or for a $150 one-time contribution, you can be on the air with your own music, playing your own stuff, giving your own opinions for an hour on KKFI.
And we have a really neat one. Speaking of the arts, which we were on here right now, the pair of tickets to our collaboration live on June 29th. $10 a month or a one-time donation of $120. And there are 13 different performers that are going to be at the collaboration on June 29th at the Folly. Chaotic performers, Jessica Page, Kelly Hunt, Maria the Mexican, The Wires, Mark Lowry, Traditional Music Society, Shugeezy, Rick Klug, Casey Key, Akali and the Crossroads. You talk about arts. This is a great way to immerse yourself in this for $10 a month or 121 time, and you get a pair of tickets to this.
And it's really a terrific performance of local talent here, and that's what we like to promote is who we are locally. And it's a it's a great venue too, to be there at the old Folly, downtown, and it's so much history, and it does help us out tremendously. I believe this is our third year. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to seeing you there. If you call 888-931-0901.
That's the number to call. We need you to help match Mark's pledge here. What he's throwing down on the table. He can afford it.
Yeah, let's get into Mark's billfold.
I used to say take his pocket, but I thought twice about that. I don't want to encourage anything.
You know, it's a great way for us to, make our money for the station and keep us alive, keep us afloat with, we've got that 100,000 watt tower of, transmission that we're sending out. 75 to 80 miles in the area. Mm-hmm. Of course, online you can tune in, and we stream live. So there's a lot of upkeep and maintenance of this community radio station. We're all volunteers, so we don't really get paid. We just do this because we have a commitment and a passion for the community. So when you call us at
888-931-0901.
888-931-0901 to make your pledge to support community radio. Great t-shirt today, unisex antique gold, and it has the KKFI fist on the front of it. Natalie, do you have one with a fist on it by any chance? Do you have a t-shirt with a fist on it? Hadn't thought of that?
Yes.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
A name too.
Oh, Becky. It doesn't say from where. Thank you very much, Becky, for your contribution to Health Community Radio. We need some more before time runs out on us here.
And I might add, that's Becky Humer, Natalie's mother. So thank you so much.
Tell your mother thank you. I hope she doesn't mind us giving her last name, I hope.
No.
We're not encouraged to do that, but tell her to thank.
It's all good.
Thanks so much. It's all good.
And we have about 3 minutes left in the challenge at 888-931-0901. And if you're at work, you can't get to the phone, you can get on your computer. Everybody's got a computer at work now. KKFI.org. Up in the top right-hand corner, you can click the donate button. And while you're there, you can check out our new website.
This is
some of the things that we use the money donate to us for. Updating things like the website, the tower, the equipment. equipment here, things that we do to make sure that you get the programming that you enjoy. That's what we're here for, you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can hear what's going on with the legislature with Pat tomorrow. You can hear, who's Maria having on Wednesday? You
oh
said it
goodness.
Earlier.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've got Fireside Theater, one of the members, Phil Proctor, will be on. And then I'm Jason Weiss will be on. He's going to perform live from the studio. So look forward to that on Wednesday, noon to 1.
Great.
And then we also have another arts program-ish, Anything Goes with Charles Ferrugia on Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Charles?
The arts covered.
We do. Yeah, Charles. Charles had a historian on, then he had a feng shui lady last Friday. I caught
you
part
never
of
know
that.
With Charles.
You never know, because anything goes on Charles.
Yeah,
program.
You'll never know what you're going to hear. It's open it up, a box of whoopee.
The t-shirt for $7.50 a month or $90 for a one-time contribution to KKFI tote bags. Of course you need two because one just is not enough. $7.50 monthly or $90 for a one-time. The guest disc jockey spot, don't turn up your nose at this. If you know somebody who always wanted to be on the radio, but this is a way that they can do that. For a $12.50 a month, altogether a $150 one-time contribution, you can become a guest disc jockey, and you can become one of us, at least for a while here at KKFI. And some of the guest disc jockeys have been so interested that they went on to have the training and all that. They are now programmers on this radio station.
Yeah. And the fun thing about that is that they can curate their own music programs like Jeff and Roger and, of course, Sam Weissman is up next. And they all curate their own jazz programs. So it's a terrific thing to do, the guest DJ, you know.
And, you know, we cover every genre of music that
we
you can
sure
think
do.
About.
Yeah.
We have jazz, we have reggae, we have blues, we have hard rock, we have prog rock, a brand new prog rock show. I think Patrick's only been on the air with us now for maybe three months.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to hear or play is out there on this station for you to come in and have a good time with. Birthday, bar mitzvah, wedding anniversary, Christmas. Think of all these gifts out there that you can use a guest DJ spot for.
Oh, yeah. You could bring it in for the wedding reception.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do all of that. Yeah. A great gift. If you dial, you have to get the ball rolling on your own.
888-931-0901.
Very good. 888-931-0901. Or online at kkfi.org to help support community radio, all that goes into it, all the arts programming, all the music programming, and that would include British Underground rock music. She'll be mad at me if I forget her show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of interesting things that, let's face it, you're not going to hear that anywhere else.
And the other public affairs programs that we have, you know, LGBT programs and the Woman Program, Woman Song with Linda. There's so many different programs, public, you know, affairs programming that I think people should really learn about and become interested in. And then you can call 888-931-0901 to help support those programs in this station. It's really, we really
KKFI
need
KKFI has some great public affairs programming, you know, all just waiting for you to hear it and learn from what's going on there. But sometimes there are viewpoints you don't hear very often. There's a guy running for council, the barber, Joey Cutts or
Joey
something.
Cuts.
Now, I don't know Joey. I'm not promoting Joey, but what a great name.
That's called marketing, I think.
And we want to be like that here.
You know? Branding, I think.
Branding is right. We have t-shirts. We have tote bags. Don't turn your back on those guest disc jockey certificates. You would make someone so happy if they always wanted to be on the radio, but you know, sometimes in life things don't work out. You know, if they've always wanted to be, they can be if you buy one of these for them.
And it's really cool because then you can bring your vinyl in, you can bring your CDs in, you can play music off your laptop too. I mean, we have all sorts of ways to play your music.
Yeah, some people play it off of their computers,
even their phone.
Yeah, even off their phone.
And don't forget, you can join us at the Folly for a really fun night.
Oh yeah,
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there.
Music and programming. Yes, I will be there.
I know
Collaborations
Michael
Live, $10 a month, 100 and $20, which would be $10 a month that's stretched over the year, for a one-time contribution. Kelly Hunt is going to be there, a very well-known name, Quixotic, Mark Lowry, the Traditional Music Society, many, many more. There's too many names really to read. They would all like reiterated.
It's been different every year. You know, it's been a surprise. It's been really exciting to keep it fresh, this collaborations program. You never know, you know, until we begin the announcements of who's performing, and then it's just really exciting because it's a who's who of who's in Kansas City, you know.
We sure had fun last year.
I know, right?
A lot of the programmers were invited to be on stage and all of that. It was a lot of fun, so you want to join all that.
It's just magical every year.
And you can. 888-931-0901. You can be part of it, or online at kkfi.org. Just a few minutes left. You know, we need to keep the energy up, you know, for 5 more minutes, of course. So keep that rolling. 888-931-0901. And she's got it down. So in your sleep tonight, your mom will think, why is she mumbling those numbers? And you know, that actually happens to me. I'll wake up sometimes the night and numbers will be going through my head. It actually happens. Either that or I'm introducing someone.
As long as you don't wake up, I'm late for my show.
For some reason, I see you sitting in the kitchen in your pajamas introducing people in your sleep, Michael. That's a funny image in my head.
The guy who's come to check or spray for bugs, you know. Well, welcome. Welcome here to the Hogue House. Here you are. Come on in. Tell us all about it. Sometimes it gets like that. I will admit it does. 888-931-0901 or on kkfi.org. Yes, Pat mentioned the new website. I had it up here before.
It's really exciting. I'm happy that we finally had that going because it seems it was a bit antiquated, you know.
Yeah, some of our podcasts go back. Yeah. Boy, mine goes back probably 3 years plus.
1986.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's something that you listeners may know about, too, is being able to go to our archive now and getting the shows that you want to hear anytime you want to hear them. I mean, we keep the music shows and everything on for a 2-week period. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for instance, this Thursday, you know, I missed so-and-so last week. Let me pull up archive.kkfi.org, and I can listen to last week's show while I'm having dinner this coming Thursday night. All part of our process as we try to improve our services for you, the listener.
If you think about it, Pat, that way, the shows never really have to end.
That's right.
They
just
never
go
die.
On forever.
The world goes on forever, and the story never ends.
And it's kind of frightening, but the show never has to end. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's really an important point that you make, because sometimes if I'm listening in my car and then I have, you know, the TuneIn Radio app and I want to listen to your program, Michael, and then sometimes I don't have access to it. So having that archive is really important, really handy, because there's so much that I don't want to miss. Yes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 888-931-0901. That's right, Natalie. That's great. Just a few more precious minutes to go here. Boy, thanks for helping out today. Both of you, you too, Natalie.
Well, we're all in this together. I mean, it's all community radio. We help one another. I mean, that's what community does.
Right.
You know, we support one another. And it's really for the benefit of all of us, whether you're a volunteer, a DJ, an artist, a writer, a performer, a school-age child, you know. We're all in this together. So we thank you for your support.
Support the arts programming. Maria's again is on Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday.
And old Charles Frug in there. He's on Friday at noon, and anything goes there. So I don't know what he's going to have on.
And after all those three programs, we do have Jazz Afternoon that follows each of those programs, 1 to 3.
Uh-huh. Right here on your community radio station, 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City's community radio. So I want to thank you all for being here. Maria Vasquez-Boy
from
Art Speak Radio, Natalie Humer.
From Cedar something Creek. School.
Cedar Creek School. Creek.
And Pat, really.
Thank you, Michael.
He was really here.
He really was.
Thank you, Pat. You're on next tomorrow night.
I'll be on Radioactive Magazine tomorrow night at 6, and then my regular show Sunday mornings, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
The Arts Lineup and other informational shows as well.
We'll be tuned in for you,
Mike. Right here on your community radio station, 90.1 FM KKFI. Kansas City's community radio. So until next we meet, ladies and gentlemen, at that cross in the road, I'm Michael Hogue. We'll see you next time.